Mr. President, we need money. We are broke.
Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler addressed the chamber Tuesday, the start of the third week of this special budget session.
We need to raise some money. Revenue. Today.
Senate leaders have decided to move forward with a proposal to increase revenues. After the failure of an increase to the state's tobacco tax in the House, senators are now looking to increase West Virginia's consumer sales tax. The bill, as introduced by Governor Tomlin at the beginning of the special session, allowed for an up to 1% increase in the state's 6% tax. The Senate Finance Committee amended the bill to sunset in 3 years, ending the tax increase on July 1, 2019. But until then, the bill would bring in $196 million during the 2017 budget year and $214 million each year after.
I don't think that we would have had as much interest in this initially as we do now.
Mike Hall is the Senate Finance Chair. He says even though the proposal to increase the sales tax has been on the governor's call since the beginning of the special session, he thinks lawmakers are seeing the potential effects of the budget crisis and are becoming much more open to proposed solutions.
We'd had conversation with people about whether they would warm up to the idea or not. And I think given the crisis as it looms, part of the process of legislation is people become more aware of the circumstance. And I would say that's the reason.
That's the reason he thinks lawmakers could be more open to approving this broad-based tax, as he refers to it, rather than the tobacco tax increase, a bill that would have brought in around $76 million in annual revenues and died in the House of Delegates. But Hall admits getting the bill to pass both chambers will be a heavy lift.
I just thought it was time to begin this conversation and see how far we get with it.
Democrats, like Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler, have pushed Senate leaders to come up with a more comprehensive solution to the state's budget problem. This bill would essentially end the state's budget gap, at least in 2017, and bring the 2018 gap down from more than $380 million to around $160 million. Senate leaders intend to put an amended version of the Senate budget to a vote by Thursday, sending it over to the House and inevitably into a conference committee, where members of both chambers will negotiate the final version. Hall says that version of the Senate's budget will not include the increase to the state's sales tax, but will instead rely on nearly $200 million in rainy day funds to find a balance. If both chambers approve the sales tax increase, though, Hall says the conference committee can consider the $196 million in new revenues for the 2017 budget year. That new revenue, according to the Senate Finance Chair, would keep lawmakers from raiding the rainy day fund and from having to implement most major cuts to state agencies. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.